What's good, y'all? You already know what time it is. I did change the name of the podcast, but you still tapped into Itachi. Want to explain that, what that means. Obviously, you know, we're going to be talking about hoop lifes and the R&Rs for rants and reactions. So here's your first rant and reaction, because I am about to go off. So if you want to hear this, you know what I'm saying, stay tuned, because it's about to be a doozy. No cap. All right. Y'all still here? Y'all still here? Okay, cool, cool, cool. All right, let me talk to y'all. Let me talk to the people who know basketball for real. Y'all. You know what I'm saying? And you can have your opinions. So I'm not even going to say people's names. You know what I'm saying? I'm just going to describe a player to you. And you tell me if this player deserves to be in the league. This player. Would you pick up this player? The standard. Right? Now, obviously, you know what, fuck it. I'm not going to describe a player. I'm just going to say the player I'm talking about. It makes no sense because you guys are going to know I'm who I'm talking about. Anyways, I'm watching this video on YouTube. You know what I'm saying? I was just woke up watching this video on YouTube. And it says, can we finally calm down about LiAngelo Ball? And when I thought about it, I said, what does this guy mean in this title? And this came out on the 18th. Obviously, today's the 20th something or whatever. So, cool. So this is my point, right? So I'm listening to it, right? And I'm like 2 minutes and 34 seconds, and I'm still listening to this, right? Because I'm the type of person, I could be a fan of somebody, but I can also listen to hate comments or objectivity. Why? Because in a sense, you have to be objective. You can be it's never too good to do one thing too much. You get what I'm saying? So I listen to the people who somewhat hate on him and talk about his deficiencies, because what your haters do is, they may hate on you, but they emphasize your weaknesses and try to make it seem like you can't do this, you can't do that. But in a sense, if you take that as motivation, you know what I'm saying? You can use that and then work on those things that they so-called say you can't do, right? Make your weaknesses your strengths, you know, that cliche thing. All right, cool. So I'm watching LiAngelo Ball, and then he had his first game. You know what I'm saying? We know the whole story. I already did an episode on this. So the guy's talking about, oh, if it wasn't for the first game, LiAngelo Ball would have shot 23%. And I'm like, if it wasn't for the last game, LiAngelo Ball would be shooting 41% in the summer league. Okay, I'm not even going to say bona fide. If you watch every game for the Hornets, you know why they're 0-5. Don't blame Jello for that. Jello's the reason why they still would stay close. Go watch that first game. Anybody who watched that first summer league game, that shit looked like trash in the beginning. Niggas just running around. We know, all right. Everybody just think, okay, cool. Everybody looked shitty. Book Knight looked shitty. Okay, no, he didn't look shitty. Book Knight showed some thing, but he was doing too much. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, okay, yeah, I ain't gonna lie, bro. And I like Book Knight because he from New York. You know what I'm saying? So Book Knight got that New York game, so I kind of knew he was going to come in there with that little swagger and try to and then he kind of settled in, you know what I'm saying? Then he had that really good game, which really showed, that really good game made me think, okay, if he could be in the next 4 years what Terry's averaging, but just a little bit more, then that's a success for his pick. You get what I'm saying, in a sense? Because he's probably, and if he's playing around Melo at that time, he's probably gonna be catching all these lobs. He's probably gonna be getting these shots. He's gonna be doing his own thing, so it'll make him look good. I'm saying if that was to happen for him, right? But we're talking about LiAngelo. So this guy goes, you know what I'm saying? I'm talking about the summer league team because that team was ass. And then everybody's saying, put LiAngelo in. And then the freaking coach was like, I heard them, da da da. And then he had to do it. And once Jello touched the floor, it was like, holy shit. Y'all remember when Lonzo got drafted, right? And he walked in to summer league, and everybody was like, oh. It was like a watered-down version of that. But you could still feel, it still somewhat felt like watching it on TV, that you would have swore this was Lonzo's season a little bit. The summer league season a little bit. You feel me? You would have swore it was Lonzo's season. So I'm sitting there, Jello comes in, first play,
off the rip, comes off of a fucking set that they will set for him maybe in the season if he gets on the team. He knocked that motherfucker down. No sweat. Then proceeded to knock motherfuckers down again. And people go, oh, they were leaving Jello open that game. Okay, so why did nigga chase him off the screen? If he want to leave him open. Why did he chase him off the screen for his first shot? Okay, cool. Two, when he got his second shot, that's because the defense broke down and he got the ball. Cool. But I'm looking at Jello like he was averaging before that fifth game. In that fifth game, that's why I don't like this nigga. Because he should know in sense, he swear he's a basketball player. He said he was in the lower, he was a little bit lower league than Jello. But if y'all peep this, he sound like he hating on Jello, no cap. You know what, actually, matter of fact, I ain't gonna put you out there because I don't want no negativity coming your way. You know what I'm saying? If y'all catch along to his video. You know what I'm saying? They go, oh, yeah. But Jello comes in hitting threes, doing what he's doing. He had a great game. He had a great game for the minutes he had and all this stuff. And honestly, bro, to be honest, bro, I will say what this nigga doesn't realize is Jello hasn't played a freaking regulated basketball game in 3 years, G. His last game was at fucking UCLA, where you could go, it's respectable to you guys, old media. Because y'all didn't care about JBA. Y'all didn't care about the world tour over there. You know what y'all cared about. Because you didn't give a fuck when LaMelo was doing what he was doing over there. But ironically, LaMelo as a starter was currently averaging 26-6. In the JBA, he averaged like 39-9. So in the NBA, he's averaging 26-6 as a starter. When he started, he was averaging 26-6. Okay, in his rookie year. Okay. JBA was... Okay, mark my words, it's going to start looking like the JBA if these niggas start turning the fuck up. Then you going... What you going to say then? I want to say something before I keep going to the point with the LiAngelo Ball and reacting to this guy's video and all this stuff like this, right? Okay. Matter of fact, let me give him his credit because at the end of the day, I don't want you guys going there hating on a nigga. I understand third. And I'm not hating. It's just... At the end of the day, I believe if you want to be a hater, you could be a hater, but let's be objective. You know what? When you make content on somebody, you should never have no feelings invested. I know it's hard, but to be completely objective, you can't have no feelings into it, right? So me, I'm hearing what he's saying, but what he's saying is contradicting himself, and that's why I brought this up. I'm not going to sit here and talk about this whole damn video, but 2 minutes and 34 seconds, I have so much to talk about. Why? Because this nigga said the most dumbest thing that made me pause it. He said, we need to stop calling it. We need to calm down LiAngelo Ball, his stardom type shit. Yeah, before this, nobody thought he could play. But yeah, we know now he could play, but he's not a star. Come on, old media. Bro, you trying to be old media, bro? Come on, bro. You trying to be mainstream, bro? Because to me, it was just... If you played in a league lower than his league, you should respect this nigga in a sense. Why? Because you know he should know how hard it is to do what Jello's doing. You can't just give any nigga, I don't give a fuck what y'all say. Y'all just can't give any nigga a contract and think he gonna go in summer league itself and just go, I'ma fuck it up after not playing basketball, regulated basketball, for 3 fucking years. I only imagine if Jello came out, like, if this was Jello's college season, he got to play it out without doing the dumb shit he did, respectfully, he probably would have been a second round pick or maybe a first round late pick, like by like a team like Lakers or whatever, this, then the third. Because I believe he would have showed his 3-point potential. Because in his first preseason game in UCLA, he had 11 points, 4-for-8. Doesn't that fucking sound familiar? Oh, his first game he had... Oh, and his first game in Summer League, he had 16 points. On the Summer League, niggas y'all said he couldn't even score on. It's funny how y'all try to change the narrative. LiAngelo sucks. Oh, LiAngelo's all right for Summer League, but he's not ready for that. Oh, LiAngelo... So I just want to know, what point will it stop to where niggas go... Because I will come back to this video, B-Ball Daily, and go, can we finally calm down about LiAngelo Ball, regardless if he fails or not? But if he was to succeed, I'm going to look at you and say, oh, so can you finally turn up? Because I want the same energy you did before. This is not me going, oh, I'm a fan and I'm defending it because I'm in my feelings about it. No, I'm just calling it what it is. Anyone could take away the first game and go, he shot 23%. But anyone could take away the last game, which was a consolation game, which didn't fucking matter. I can argue the first game meant more than that fifth game. And he showed up when it really matters. Now, why is that important? Because your manager, the nigga who's going to sign your contracts, he showed up when it mattered. So what is he going to respect? A nigga who shows up when it matters. A nigga who puts the work ethic and puts the time in. Because what? Jordan went through that. The nigga we think as a whole is the best player to ever touch the game, and people think LeBron, but we ain't gonna get into that. I'm telling you right now, you could say LaMelo got him on that team, this, that, and the third, da 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 da. Okay, cool. You got him that opportunity. But let me tell you something. That nigga was in their gym busting they players' ass. Busting Cody Martin ass, busting niggas like that. That's what is heard in the streets. And I'm not even gonna act like I don't believe that, because I didn't see each other cook niggas in his weird way. And I wanna say this, do not think I'm comparing him to Kawhi. But they have this kind of weird playish to them. Kawhi is like fundamental. And to be real, Jello was fundamental. They are not the same player. But the reason I bring this up is because, yes, Kawhi has athletic. Kawhi really, low-key, Kawhi has long arms, y'all. That's why he dunks like that. Kawhi has long arms. If you ever watch Kawhi jump, he never really gets off the floor too much, but he has long fucking arms. His hops ain't really like that. You know what I'm saying? Like, but if I say that, people go, hey, it is whatever. But all I'm saying is, this notion that the league is so athletic and guys gotta be athletic, guys gotta do this, guys gotta do that. Motherfucker, is Duncan Robinson that athletic? Please, my nigga. He's 6'8", still can't play defense. No disrespect, Duncan Robinson. You really go, I believe he gonna be one of the best, like, spot-up shooters of, like, okay. Like, one of the best spot-up shooters that Miami ever had. I'm gonna be real. Outside of, like, the niggas they had. Don't get it twisted. I get they had Mike Miller. I get they had mad niggas. But I'm saying, for, like, our time, we're going to look at Duncan Robinson and go, he was always good on that team and shot really good. And you're going to look at them and go, okay, cool. Like, because that's why they paid that nigga. That's why they paid that nigga, bro. They didn't let that nigga go anywhere else. Because the Warriors low-key wanted that nigga. Like, there's a lot of people who won't want a shooter. That's what niggas don't understand. A lot of people going to want a shooter. Ironically, a lot of people going to want a shooter instead of a passer unless he knows how to play the game. Because if you're a passer but you don't really know how to play the game, you're going to fuck up, give us turnovers, this, that, and third. If I already have a point guard, what do I need you for? I'm going to get me somebody who can knock down shots. And that's what I believe Jello is, right? So then the nigga, and then to get to the point, because I know this is a long rant, and if you're still here, I love you. You know what I'm saying? Respectfully. And in no homo way. But if y'all here, you still here, listen to this. Shout out to y'all. Love to the gang, for real. That's what, love to the gang. You feel me? Y'all the gang. Love to the gang. You know what I'm saying? So, he goes, oh, I know. He's Jello can shoot. Right? Hold on. You know what? I don't even want to play his shit in the background for this. But he basically said, oh, Jello, he's like, Jello can be a sub 40% shooter. I dropped my shit after what he just said. Because I'm like, nigga, you just said, oh, calm down about LiAngelo Ball being a star, this, that, and third. Okay, cool. Right? No one is saying he's going to be a star in his first season. I am saying, me personally, I believe that he will move up the chains if he gets in to the roster. I've said this on my Twitter. It's written. I'm not going to delete it because it's how I feel. Right? I believe Jello will shoot low 37%. I believe he's at least league average off catch and shoots. At least. Right? In his first year, I could see that. You know what I'm saying? I could see him getting limited minutes coming off the bench. I could see him getting the minutes he got. 16 minutes a game, maybe. Something like that. Over the season, 16 minutes a game. Maybe a little bit more. You know what I'm saying? As the season goes along. But in the beginning, we're going to see small minutes from him. But I'm saying, when we see him consistently, we're going to see him like we're seeing him in summer league. So for fans, you can't get mad, because they're not just going to throw him out there with Jello, with Melo, unless he did something in the preseason that made him go, yo, And even then, when a player shows something like that, they know when a player does something like that, they don't just trade somebody automatically, but they know they have something. You get what I'm saying? So it makes other guys expendable. If he plays the way I think he will be able to play, I think he will come in and knock down shots. And I think in his second year or towards the end of his first year, you're going to see a little bit more creativity with him. Plus, it's in the end of the season, so he's probably going to get minutes against bum teams and, you know, get some warm up and get some, you know what I'm saying? And then, you know, if they make playoffs, who knows what he'll do? I don't believe Borrego's going to give him that much minutes at first, but I believe he's going to earn his minutes if he was to get on the team. You know what I'm saying? And they already got contracts signed up, but there's this whole thing you could take away a two-way from somebody and give it to somebody else. You know what I'm saying? I hope he gets a two-way contract because then he could just play everywhere, but I hope he gets on the team because that's just the best thing. If he gets on the team and gets minutes, then fuck a G League, right? All right. So the nigga said that 40% shit, you know what I'm saying? And I'm like, so if you think he could shoot sub 40%, I'm not saying he's going to be a star. I'm saying he can develop into one. Reason why I believe he can develop into a star is because the one lethal thing in the league today is shooting, right? If you can shoot, everything opens up. People go, oh, Jello made that layup because they were ready to run off that fucking three-point line like he was Steph Curry. I'm not going to sit here and act like I'm exaggerating. When they chased the nigga, they had two niggas off the shit chasing him. And he still finished the layup, right? Cool. But he has respect. He has done warranted enough respect that if you leave him open, he will burn that bitch. And then what people don't understand is, are you really watching the games? Do you see some of the shots he hits? Bro, that shit correlates when he's going to play with LaMelo. That shot, that sequence probably made Jello's career. If he gets picked up. Number 4th pick in the league this year, Scottie Barnes, who has a lot of potential, 6'8", 6'9", has the ability to finish around the rim, uses athleticism, can't really shoot like that. So he gets the ball and takes Jello into the post. Jello actually guarded that like it was Zoe, to be real. Like, Zoe, I don't know if Zoe gave him tips, but moved his feet right, put his hands up. Forced a shot contest, soon as off the rebound, he ran. Rilla gets the ball, throws it in sequence, throws it to fucking Jello. Jello slaps the fucking three. Nigga, that one scene looked like the Golden State Warriors when fucking Klay do something. Klay, and I'm not trying to, everybody gonna say, oh, you trying to compare him to Klay. No, it's not just even that. You know what? Fuck it. If you think I'm trying to compare him to Klay, you can say that. I'm good. Fuck. At the end of the day, Jello is an NBA player. At the end of the day, that sequence showed me Jello, if he works hard enough, he has the potential to take his game to wherever he wants to take it. Reason why I say this, we see niggas in the league, right, come up. Chris Middleton. What's that nigga that went to the NBL with LaMelo, and now he's on the Rockets. We done seen guys who you think perceive like can't do shit, do shit. Middleton's a champion now. I didn't think nothing of Middleton. Honestly, I was the one saying they should trade Middleton this year. That's crazy, right? But they won a championship with the nigga. And then they got way better. Middleton, obviously, is an all-star. But I'm saying when he first touched the scene, I didn't think Middleton was going to be no all-star. And can't none of y'all motherfuckers thought he was going to be an all-star unless you're a fucking Bucks fan. Unless you're a Bucks fan or you're a Middleton fan, then you could have thought that. Because you could have, to be a fan of somebody, you must have to watch them for a long time. You could be a momentary fan when you catch them niggas, because that's how niggas are. Oh, Jello, Jello, Jello. But a real fan rocks with you through the hard times, through the good times, and all. We done been there for Jello's hard times. We done been there for his good times. All I told my friends every time, you could ask any of my friends, and Jake, you know what I'm saying? He knows. I argue with him all the time. I'm like, yo, just let Jello get a chance. He's a shooter, bro. How you gonna tell me a shooter can't be in the league? He's like, I'm like, okay, whatever, bro. And then we had a discussion about him saying, oh, he could floor LiAngelo in football. Bro, you told me like 5'9", 5'10". He is 6'5", 230, bro. I don't care how strong you think you is. He probably would flood your shit running straight into you, bro. Like, unless you got some extra strength, bro. I'm trying to be my bro, but like, you know what I'm saying? But yeah, like I said, I ain't trying to hold y'all on, you know what I'm saying? I ain't trying to hold y'all on, but this got me, this this, I had to react to what I saw because, like I said, this channel is about reacting and rants and hoop life shit. So we're not just gonna talk about basketball on this podcast. We talk about everything. You know what I'm saying? You've seen it. Like, I got mental health awareness up, all this stuff like that. But this is one of my rant moments, right? And if you are appreciative of my rant moments, thank you. You know what I'm saying? But if you don't like them, you could easily just go away. You know what I'm saying? Not go away, but you could easily just stop playing it. You feel me? So it is what it is. That's pretty much what I had to say in the situation. Y'all tell me what y'all think. Y'all tell me y'all views, y'all perspective on the situation. You think Jello sucks? You think Jello deserves a chance? I just believe Jello. I believe Melo going to the Hornets was better for Jello than Melo. Now people are gonna go, you crazy. Charlotte Hornets has one of the best development team. That is the only reason why I'm okay with that nigga going to G League. Devontae Graham was in the G League, y'all. The nigga y'all said was better than LaMelo was in the G League, y'all. In the beginning of the season, oh, Devontae Graham deserves to be the starter. Yo, you don't know how much pissed off I had homies, bro, who I call homies, who made me so mad about this situation because it was just like, yo, bro, are you serious? And it was like, you ever get tired, like, you know it's your homies, but you never swing on your homie because that's your homie. But when he's saying, everybody has a situation. When he's saying stupid shit, you dare want to swing on your homie. Like, it was one of them situations, right? And I'm like, you talking about, because every time I bring up the Ball Brothers, oh, you sucking the Ball Brothers, this, that, and the third. No, I'm providing you facts. Let's have a conversation about something. If Devontae Graham, when Devontae Graham for fucking 10 to 15 games, y'all know that nigga shot like shit? He shot 23%. B-ball daily. Still in the league. Now, obviously, that was the first, like, 10, 15 games of his shit. So, obviously, they know he worked on his game. He got better throughout the season. He started his job. But I'm saying, the nigga y'all said was better than LaMelo is now on a different team. Because of the development of the G League. The G League helped them get that starter spot on the Hornets. And now the Hornets got what they want. So they go, you know what? Fuck it. You can stay or you can go. And he went to the Pelicans. All right? And now he getting paid over there. Credit to Devontae Graham. Credit to Malik Monk. Credit to Dwayne Bacon. They done, even if those guys are not on the team anymore, those guys have a contract. Those guys are still playing in the NBA. I am banking my money that the G League will develop this nigga Jello if the Hornets themselves do not have the time or want to develop him. But I will say this, his work ethic. If this nigga was really working, these games should have showed you how hard he was working. Because when you do not play a regulated fucking game for 3 years, it doesn't matter how much hooping you hoop. You still have to come into and get used to it. That's why at first you saw him missing reads or anything like that. Like, because he's starting to get used to it. Getting used to it getting the plane. You feel me? I thought when they took him out is because they didn't want him to, like, burn himself out or risk injury. Because it's been 3 years since he played a regulated game. You're going to hear that about Jello if Jello makes the team. They're going to go tell you, it's been 3 years. We got to warm him up and da-da-da-da-da. Pause. We got to do this. We got to do that. Like what they did with Jello. Well, not Jello, but Melo. You get what I'm saying? Like, I really follow... Ball Brothers, seriously. I follow, like, NBA, seriously. So I know what I'm talking about. You get what I'm saying? And at the end of the day, when you look at Jello, if you tell me Jello can't be right now on the Hornets a rotational player, you're fucking drunk. He ain't. Right now, I think he could be a rotational player for any team that needs shooting. Any team that needs shooting and someone who's going to come off the bench and try to play defense. And it's funny, y'all niggas be saying niggas like this can't hoop, but then there be niggas like this in the league always. On the bench, coming off the bench and helping the team. You know what? Let's not compare Jello to Duncan Robinson, because as fans, we're meat riding to think he's going to shoot like fucking Duncan Robinson. Who's a shooter in the league that I can compare Jello to? Y'all not going to let me do it to Reddick because y'all think Reddick got this crazy three-point percentage even though he shot like shit this year from three. Who? And when I say Clay, I know I'm going to get the reactions I'm going to get, right? Who's a shooter? Who is a shooter in the league right now that I can compare Jello to? Respectfully. Because haters are going to tell you this, that, and the third. I want to have a conversation with people. If you think Jello's this, you think Jello's that, okay, cool. Come. Have your conversation. We could talk. I will react to what you say. You get what I'm saying? But when we talk about Jello's impact, just off those, just and his work ethic and all that stuff that comes along with being a good team player, good aura vibes, all that stuff that you're going to want in a locker room, he has that. Only reason you do not sign Jello is because there is some fucking politics. That's what it is. Because I'm going to be real. Scotty Barnes was starting over Jello in the summer league. And that fucking nigga sold. Sometimes Scotty Barnes can look like, oh shit, he going to be a problem coming off the bench. And then he going to look like he going to be a problem coming off the fucking bench. Like, you feel me? And to me, Jello showed more impact on the game than Thing did. You get what I'm saying? So if Scotty, and I'm not trying to take money out of another hand, I'm not trying to take money out of somebody's hands and give it to another person. I'm not trying to promote that. I'm just trying to promote the right player gets paid, the right players in the fucking team, because I want to see this team win. If Scotty Lewis is the fucking right pick to put on the team, fuck it. But after what I saw from Jello, potentially what you could possibly create with Jello, and then putting his brother Melo alongside him. I'm just saying, the last time they did that, they won a championship. I expect them in the NBA to at least get to the playoffs. These niggas almost made the playoffs last year. If it wasn't for fucking... I ain't gonna lie to y'all. Y'all do know them niggas were 4 seed, like 4-6 seed before Melo got hurt. Anybody who just knows what it is before Melo got hurt. So, yeah. Like I said, I'm gonna bring facts to the situation when I'm talking about it. So, you know, I just provided facts. Jello shot 41 per... In 4 games, Jello averaged 10.5 points, shot 43% from the field, shot 42% from three. Off six threes taken a game? 6 to 8 threes taken a game? Okay. And honestly, if there was an actual point guard, like a Sharif Cooper, like a... We played in the summer league. I can't get a point guard from the NBA and try to put him in the summer league right now, because people are going to go, nah, that's not even fair. If he was around just a guard who knew what the fuck they were doing for real, like, because Book Knight's not a one. Book Knight's a scorer. They're trying to teach him how to become a better passer, but he's a scorer. Jello didn't have no nigga out there that's just looking for him like that. And the one game when he was being looked for, it was DJ Carlton hitting him, looking for him. For all the shit DJ was doing on the game, playing like shit, he did find Jello when it was time to find Jello. So, you know what I'm saying, like, for the most part. But a lot of the guys on the team were not trying to, like, move the ball his way, so it's cool. That's what I'm saying. Context is important when you make a video. I just want people who make content, please, come with all the information, because it's going to offend certain people when you say certain shit, and it doesn't make sense. Like, where are you getting this information from, right? Y'all get what I'm saying? Like, if I'm talking about something and I'm factual about my information, I will 100% own up to what I did. You get what I'm saying? I'm just saying, this dude making this video seemed like just the way you started off, it seemed like you was trying to hate on a nigga. And it's okay if you hate, it's okay if you're a fan. But when you make a video or anything, you must be objective. Unless your purpose is to bash what you're watching. So, yeah. I just talked y'all ears off, you know what I'm saying? Like, probably going to drop this episode. I want to drop this episode today. Yeah, I'm probably gonna drop this episode today. So shout out to y'all, man. Love for the gang. You feel me? Hope you enjoyed the conversation. You get what I'm saying? Hope you was making your own impulses about the conference, your own inferences, you know what I mean? Your own opinions about what I was saying and everything. You know, if you like it, if you don't, I understand third what you think. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to B-Well Daily, because he has good content. You know, it's just this right here. I'm just I just think you just gotta, you know what I'm saying? Like, you said he's gonna be a sub 40% shooter. Like I said, I didn't finish the whole thing, but like, if he could be a sub 40% shooter, that's good enough right now on any team. And then development process. That's what makes me think he will be a star. If he develops, if he truly has this work ethic they were talking about, that's what makes me think somebody could become a star. It's not because they have skill or talent. It's because what are they going to do to boost the skill or talent? What will they do to reach where they want to reach? Because if he sees himself as an all-star, if he sees himself as the best player, and what did LeVar say? LeVar said, "You somebody got to be better than Jordan. Why not you?" Now, let me throw you in this fairy tale world so I can go back to being a fan and lose my objectivity. Now I plan to lose my objectivity, right? Because of what I'm about to say, and then I'm going to leave y'all be. If, with all the shit, LeVar is saying, why can't you, why can't you, why can't you? Why can't you be, why can't you, why can't you? He said that to all his kids. So all three kids seem to be wanting to be on the point of being in the NBA for real. Jello said, all I wanted to ever do was hoop. Everybody slept on me this, that, and third. He said, my high school shit was looked over. Why? Because they didn't look at your ability to shoot the ball because they thought you were shooting the ball in a team setting. That's why they did that to you, bro. Because they just felt like you were just shooting the ball. You didn't do anything this, that, and third. Like, they really slept on Jello. And it sucks that they slept on Jello. I'm like, y'all niggas don't even understand. They probably wouldn't even win half of these games without Jello. Jello was averaging 30 points. If you take 30 points away from a person who needs a scorer like Lonzo, like LaMelo, like what? If y'all ever watched the JBA, for people who really watch the JBA, LaMelo's first four games weren't that great for his team. Yeah, he was putting up stats, but his team wasn't that great. It is when Jello got freaking denied. I'm going to tell you right now, old media is stupid. They should have gave LiAngelo a contract. Because if you probably gave LiAngelo a contract, then you would have probably never had the JBA. Respectfully, I'm going to just say that. If you gave Jello a contract that year he got drafted, he would have never went to the JBA. See, the thing old media does is they try to hurt this family. But they done did stuff subliminally that helped the family. This is why you should never hate on no man. You should never hate on no man. It's okay to comment on the situation, but you should never hate or maliciously try to hurt somebody. Because in that process, you'll only hurt yourself. Because where's Jello now? The theme about Jello is not Jello sucks anymore for the majority of the mainstream. It's more, oh, let's see if Jello can do this again. Let's see if Jello can do this again. It's not, oh, Jello sucks. It's let's see if Jello can do this again. Some fans, Jello's going to be a star. Jello's going to be elite. This one fan on AB the Hero shit. No matter how much of a fan I am, no matter how much I throw my objectivity out the door, I can never say that. I am not a Jello sexual. That nigga called himself that. And it was funny to me. Like, it was just like, I really bring that up because that shit was the funniest. Like, I swear to God, I was like, drink the water. And I just like spit the water out. Because I was like, yo, this nigga is wild. He's saying this on live. Like, yo, that shit's crazy. But, you know, at the end of the day, he's talking about basketball at the end of the day, hopefully. You know, but Jello, if you ask me my honest opinion about Jello, what I think Jello can be in the next 4 years, because that's how I look at it. I'm not looking at Jello's first year. I'm looking at how many years will he obtain, right? How long will they get him for? And forever, how long they get him for, if he get him for a year, he got to earn that next year. See, then I got to break it down within this year. Say if they give him a contract for a year, right? Non-guaranteed, he stays on it, da, 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 he does all right, cool. We got to break down that year and go, oh, will he deserve another contract here or somewhere else? But if they give him if they really take him on as a project for real, then I got to look at him throughout the whole project. You get what I'm saying? And I believe, my opinion, I believe Jello is the most underrated out of the Ball Brothers. Why? Because he was one of the pieces that led to them winning games. You got to understand, the point of basketball is putting the ball in the hoop. And Lonzo and LaMelo are great passers. And Lonzo's an okay scorer. LaMelo's a better scorer. You get what I'm saying? But when it comes to scoring in his family, no one does it better than Jello. Like, that's what LeVar is trying to tell you. Like, he literally scores for a living. Like, yeah, LaMelo can go crazy, right? LaMelo's going to get you a 92-point game. Jello could probably, in high school, Jello hit like 50, 50, 50, 60, fucking like four, five. He was on a 50, 50, 60. This is the nigga they said had no athleticism like that. Just the nigga that said this, then, third. And I know at that time he was younger, he was stronger than them, so he was bitching them niggas. But 20 years ago, y'all would have thought that was the next coming of Jordan. LiAngelo plays, not like Jordan. But 20 years ago, if he was, if they, I'm telling you, they wouldn't even, okay, they probably would have still looked at Lonzo, right? Because Lonzo would have looked cold back in the day, too. Lonzo's not, it's not that Lonzo don't look cold now, but Lonzo's game would have looked cold back in the day, too, right? If you had a nigga like Jello, right? And I'm not trying to, and you see, I took the objectivity out. Anybody who's listening now, you're listening to a fan. You're not listening to the objective part. If you take Jello off that fucking Chino Hills, if you take Jello off that Chino Hills team, they don't win a championship the way they did. He was an important piece to that. But you could say that about anybody. You could say that about the other Ball brothers too. You know what I'm saying? But all I'm, that's all I'm saying. Like, as a fan, I think if you work at him as a project, I think he could be an actual solid player. I think he could be a 20-point per game scorer. Because if he's getting more minutes, imagine he's getting the minutes LaMelo's getting. Come on, bro. You telling me he's not going to put up numbers? Like, yo, bro. When LiAngelo gets, I'm going to say this right now because I said this about LaMelo. Unleash LaMelo and see what happens. LaMelo was averaging like 14, 6, and 6 or whatever. Some shit like that. When they unleash LaMelo, LaMelo's averaging 26 and 6. I don't give a fuck what Borrego tells Melo this year. Melo got to be a scorer this year. Fuck this shit. It's number one now on your back. That's why I feel like we're going to see a different LaMelo, too. LaMelo tried to show us what Zoe should have looked like. All that passing and shit with the number two on his back. Think about it. All that. Oh, you know what? Let me feed my teammates. Let me get 14, 6, and 6. He's showing them, bro, I'm playing your game. Look what I'm doing to these niggas. I'm not even playing my game. Yeah, I'm flashy this, that, and third, but I'm not even playing my game. You heard what I said when they came to the crib? I ain't no pass first point guard. LaMelo said that out of his mouth. I ain't pass first. Yeah, he might want to see his teammates eat, but he is not pass first. Only why he did that pass first shit this year is to appease everybody in the fucking place. But I'll tell you right now, this ain't gonna be rookie LaMelo coming up. He a star now. He 1-on-1. He think he the shit. Gordon Hayward, you better sit your ass in that corner and shoot the ball before they go get the brother to do it. I'm gonna leave it at that.